The U.S. Supreme Court today handed the Obama administration a major victory by upholding most of the provisions of the Affordable Care Act. By a vote of 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts casting the deciding vote, the court upheld the so-called individual mandate, which requires that nearly all Americans obtain health insurance or pay a penalty. That penalty, said the court, constitutes a tax which Congress is fully authorized to enact. Writing for the majority, Justice Roberts said, "Because the Constitution permits such a tax, it is not our role to forbid it or to pass upon its wisdom or fairness." Justice Anthony Kennedy, who's generally considered the swing vote on the court, joined with Justices Thomas, Scalia, and Alito in an unusual jointly written dissent. In a statement read from the bench, Kennedy called the majority opinion a vast judicial overreach and said they should have found the law invalid in its entirety. As expected, Democrats applauded the decision, and Republicans said they would move quickly to seek repeal of the Affordable Care Act.
What the court did today was say that Obamacare does not violate the Constitution.
Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
What they did not do was say that Obamacare is good law or that it's good policy. Obamacare was bad policy yesterday. It's bad policy today. Obamacare was bad law yesterday. It's bad law today.
Moments later, President Barack Obama responded.
I know there will be a lot of discussion today about the politics of all this, about who won and who lost. That's how these things tend to be viewed here in Washington. But that discussion completely misses the point. Whatever the politics, today's decision was a victory for people all over this country whose lives will be more secure because of this law and the Supreme Court's decision to uphold it.
It was not a total victory for the Obama administration, as the court placed substantial limits on the portion of the legislation that expands Medicaid, the joint federal-state program that provides health care for the poor. The justices agreed that Congress exceeded its constitutional authority by forcing states to participate in the expansion or face a loss of all federal Medicaid funding.